This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military officials at the Pentagon on Tuesday declined to comment on a statement by Iran-aligned Kataib Hezbollah announcing the suspension of all its military operations against U.S. troops in the region.
We've seen those reports. I don't have a specific comment to provide other than actions speak louder than words.
Pentagon spokesperson Major General Patrick Ryder said there had already been three attacks against U.S. forces in the region since Sunday's drone attack on a base in Jordan that killed three soldiers and wounded more than 40 troops. The U.S. envoy to the United Nations said Tuesday Washington needs to see changes before it can resume funding a United Nations relief agency that provides help for Palestinians in Gaza. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has the story.
Linda Thomas Greenfield, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, welcomed the U.N.'s decision to investigate and review the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East.
I know that we need to see fundamental changes before we can resume providing funding directly to UNRWA. And as you know, we shouldn't let that cloud the great work that UNRWA does.
Countries including the United States, Britain, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands and Switzerland have halted their funding of the agency following recent Israeli allegations that some of the UN's agency staff were involved in the October 7th attack by the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli forces disguised as civilian women and medical workers stormed a hospital in the occupied West Bank and killed three Palestinian militants on Tuesday. The Israeli military says the militants were using the hospital as a hideout without providing evidence.